Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
25 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're still listening to Kaya Biz, and we're shifting gears now by building up on a conversation we touched on earlier in the week. When it comes to retirement, we certainly know that we need to pay higher attention and greater attention to it. And over the last few days, we spoke to various industry representatives. Earlier this week, specifically Sanlam, on the outcomes of their umbrella fund findings, which basically alluded to the fact that many more South Africans might have to work for longer in order to make sure that they can retire comfortably. Tonight, though, our focus is on a report that has been published by Alex Forbes. Now, this is to get some insight into the details that they've also shared regarding the trends post the two-pot implementation date, highlighting that those who might have already withdrawn from their two-pot availability are looking to actually continue to claim again in the future. To tell us more, we join on the line by John Anderson, Executive for Solutions and Enablement at Alex Forbes. Such a pleasure to have you with us, John, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Excited to speak to you. And I think it's really important that we take a look at some of the amazing analysis that you have within this particular report. First things first, it definitely seems as though the implementation of two-pot in the retirement industry brought a lot of reprieve to South Africans. SARS reported, what, 43 billion in withdrawals? What do the numbers reveal from an Alex Forbes perspective?
Oh, that's right. You know, if we go back, the two-pot system was implemented from 1 September last year. And since then, there's been a huge number of individuals that have taken their two-pot withdrawal from their savings pot. At an Alex Forbes, to date, we've had about 370,000 withdrawals. Just to put that into perspective, we've got about 1.1 million members under administration. Mm-hmm. So a large portion of people that are in employed individuals did take a withdrawal. And to date, the figure is sitting at 7 billion rands. We do expect that to increase a little bit because people have, you can claim once per tax year. So there'll still probably be claims this year, and the tax year ends at Feb. And then from 1 March, it's a new tax year, and we're expecting an uptick in March as well. But to date, so of the 43 billion that SARS, 7 billion is from Alex Forbes.
So what we understand, according to your report, is that South Africans who have already withdrawn are keen to continue withdrawing. Do we know why?
So, yes, that is true. We did a survey across, 8,200 individuals spread across a range of demographics. And I think a sample of 8,200 over our client base of or member base of 1 million is pretty good. And what the survey indicated was that people, about 47% of members, do expect still to claim in future. So a lot of people expect to use their two-pot savings on an annual basis. And the reasons for that is that, you know, people are financially stretched. So the survey also indicated that a lot of people have debt to pay. They are stretched on a monthly basis. Other statistics, if you have a look at from, the banks and credit providers, also show that people are financially stretched. And we know that inflation, although it's low at the moment, I think for the last couple of years, because there hasn't been a lot of growth, and I think people are just generally financially stretched. And we're definitely seeing it in the numbers. What is surprising to us is also that it's even for people with high salaries that are also financially stretched. Essentially, they're keeping up with the Joneses, and even those individuals withdrawing from their savings pot.
Mm. I must say, I was so intrigued by that, the sectorial breakdown of the distributions. And I shared this with my colleagues earlier this morning as we reported on this report. And maybe let's delve into some of the sectors, because it does give us some insight as well into the level of financial vulnerability that many South Africans have. Majority of withdrawals were from wholesale and retail trade.
Yeah, that's right. It's also a function of there are a lot of large funds, and in South Africa, you know, the retail businesses are quite big with a large employee base. So it's partly that, but also in general, those are businesses that also have people on a part-time basis, also have generally lower salaries, and are more financially stretched. So compared to, for example, the finance industry, where it's generally higher salaries. So I think in sectors where people are more vulnerable, we are seeing higher withdrawals because people are just needing access to the money. They don't have any other savings. So this is one way to get access to that.
Definitely. It does raise a lot of concerns. But I'm keen to understand, as you said, the typical age group, according to the report, is around 31 to 51 years of age. That's 76% of the claims that were made from many of your members. But what also intrigues me, as you say, going forward is not only an understanding of future withdrawals that would like to be made, but also understanding, you know, if there's a full level of understanding from many consumers and the members as to the impact that this could have on some of their retirement goals. And maybe that's where we can get your closing remarks in terms of the importance of preservation as a priority.
Yes. No, and this was a very important finding for us because what we realized through the two-pot system is that, you know, administrators could now interact directly with members. And I think that was quite important, and there was a very high level of engagement. Most of the members that we provide administration services for received, brochures, information, support through WhatsApps, financial sessions, etc. And so the vast majority through their employers did get support. And when we checked with people about were they satisfied with when they took a claim. And the vast majority, 86%, were satisfied with their decision. Also, over 96% of people understood the long-term implications. So both those people that didn't withdraw and those people that withdrew understood that, look, it's gonna affect their long-term savings. They're going to pay tax. So people did understand, but despite the understanding of the implications, they still took the money, which shows that, people are stretched. But what the two-pot system has done is it's allowed, the retirement fund industry to educate people better. And there's a high level of engagement now with consumers. And hopefully, we can build on that in future.
Definitely. More education to make sure that we're all fully empowered in terms of our goals and objectives. And it really is to institutions like yours that definitely help there. A pleasure speaking to you this evening, John.
No, thank you so much. Have a good evening there.
Thank you. That's John Anderson, Executive for Solutions and Enablement at Alex Forbes. It's a phenomenal report that they've published here, giving us so much more detail in terms of the concerns, the reality of two-pot withdrawals that they've seen, and of course, how many South Africans have already dipped into some of those savings. Again, highlighting the fact that day-to-day living is tough. And many South Africans are prioritizing paying off debt as one of the reasons behind accessing a portion of the retirement savings.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.